helping to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. This is the Constitution Study on the America Out Loud Network with your host, Paul Engel. I had multiple people send me links to Jordan Carney's post on X about a report she claims is a memo from the Biden administration called "The Biggs Amendment is a Threat to National Security." I say Ms. Carney claims the memo is from the Biden administration because her post does not provide any evidence that the memo is actually from the administration. It's not on any letterhead. There's nothing to say it's from the administration, and I could not find any corroborating source. I did find a memo from the Executive Office of the President, Office of Management and Budget. While not as explicit as the one Ms. Carney claims, it makes much the same argument. So today we're going to talk about FISA, the Biggs Amendment, 702, and your rights. Hello there, everyday Americans. Paul Engel here with the Constitution Study, where we read and study the Constitution. Teach the rising generation to be free. I'm glad you could join me today. And by the way, I want to thank everybody that pointed this out to me. I also want to call out Greg Bolden, another host on America Out Loud. He sent me a link to it. He actually posted on X and tagged me on it to see what I would do. I like that. This is people coming and saying, we saw this, help us make some sense of it. So I did. I took some time to make some sense of this. And before we talk about the details, let me get back into the background, right? So the tweet, which I know was retweeted by Mr. Snowden, and that got a lot of attention, it claims to be a memo from the White House, or at least circulating among the White House. And it has to do with the Biggs Amendment. Now, what is the Biggs Amendment? Well, it goes back to H.R. 7888, which is the attempt to reauthorize the Section 702 of FISA. All right. Now let's move forward. FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Section 702 is a section under which the government is allowed to collect information from foreign locales, right? That's designed to collect data and then search data about foreigners collected from foreign locations. But when this gets collected, they also collect information about Americans, people who either reside here or are actual American citizens and are currently living here. Now, that information is supposed to be, they called it minimized, or some people would call it redacted, meaning the conversation is still in the database, but the version, the unminimized version, doesn't have your personal identifying information. That's the way I understand it. And what happens is the FBI, especially the FBI, they search, they make queries against this database. They search this database for information. Now, problem number one, as I understand it, is all the data that's collected, right? So as I understand it, let's say there's a foreign person who is under surveillance. They're collecting data from him or for some reason. That person happens to do business with somebody in the United States or anywhere in the world. And because of that, that communication gets picked up, the FISA, the 702 guys, they start collecting data on that person. Well, if you do business with that person, you've now been linked into this chain. I understand it. They can actually go three degrees of separation. How many remember the 6 degrees of separation of Kevin Bacon? Same idea. 3 degrees of separation. You know, somebody talked to somebody who talked to somebody who talked to you. Therefore, your data is getting collected. Again, it's supposed to be minimized. Now, when searches happen, if the FBI actually followed the law, then in order to search information about or query about a U.S. Someone from the United States, either a citizen or a resident, then they need to get a warrant. And that warrant, of course, has to be based on probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, all that fun and games. Now, we know the FBI doesn't do that. In fact, the FISA court identified over 278,000 times that the FBI didn't even follow their standards when it came to doing 702 searches. They're spying on Americans. We've already seen how the FBI lied under oath. FBI agents lied under oath on an affidavit to get a warrant to search for information on then first candidate Trump and his campaign members, then President Trump and his cabinet members. They've searched for people who were at the demonstration on January 6th at the Capitol, Black Lives Matter. Heck, they've even searched for people based on political campaign donations, right? Blatant violations of the Constitution. I mean, not even close. So now 702 is due to expire. And so now the House wants to reauthorize it. The problem is there are a handful, and yes, a relatively small handful of people in the House that are willing to say, no, we need to make sure the FBI is following the Constitution. They say they need to protect the rights of the American citizens, which is true. The best way to do that is to make sure that the FBI actually follows the Constitution, the oath they took to support the Constitution. And again, this is really important because not only did the members of the FBI take an oath to support the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Congress cannot authorize the FBI to do something the Constitution says they can't, or I should say the Constitution does not authorize them to. So there has been a lot of, you know, back and forth and recriminations and name calling because there are a handful of Republicans and a handful of Democrats, I believe, that are unwilling to simply rubber stamp a renewal of 702. They want some serious protections. Because remember, of all the criminal activity I've already described, the 278,000 times the FBI spied on Americans, right? Gathered information without unreasonably searched data about Americans, spied on American citizens, spied on a presidential candidate, spied on demonstrators without a warrant. These are all crimes. Right? They talk Director Ray says, well, these are simple mistakes. No, these are crimes. These are federal crimes. And that one single person has been charged. Not a single person has been charged for spying on the American people, violating their rights under the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. I get a bit more into that as we go along. So that is the state of play where we're having this debate about, are we going to reauthorize 702? Are we going to amend it to protect the American citizens? Or are we going to put what they have now, which is, H.R. 7888, which... okay, at best is tissue paper. So you have to understand, the purpose of Section 702 is to spy. Its purpose is to collect intelligence and then search that intelligence, search about people, investigate people looking for crimes. Let me say that again. The purpose of Section 702 is to gather intelligence and allow it to be searched so you can investigate people seeking crimes. I'm sure it could be used to find patterns, but a lot of it, what I've seen is you're going to investigate people in search of the crimes that they have committed. That's a terrorist state, right? It's a communist, fascist, dictatorial state. But let's go on. So I actually took a look at H.R. 7888. And according to the statement from the Office of Management and Budget, the administration strongly supports H.R. 7888, a bipartisan bill to reauthorize an essential intelligence authority, Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, and other FISA provisions before they would expire on April 19th, 2024. Okay, that's... great, you support it. You want to be able to spy on people. I understand that. But there's another passage a little later that explains, well, why do they support it? They say, according to the statement, expiration of Section 702 authorities would deprive us of insight into precisely the threads Americans expect their government to identify and counter terrorist threats to the homeland, fentanyl supply chains bringing deadly drugs into American communities, hostile governments, recruitment of spies in our midst, PRC transnational repression, penetrations of our crucial infrastructure, adversaries attempting to illicitly acquire sensitive dual use and military commodities and technology, ransomware against major American companies and nonprofits, Russian war crimes, and many more. So the White House seems to have a whole litany of things that say, oh, this 702, this will allow us to protect you from that. But then they go on, they say, to protect the American people, we need to maintain this vital collection authority while strengthening its protective guardrails with the most robust set of reforms ever included in legislation to reauthorize Section 702, and H.R. 7888 does that. Well, if the protections H.R. 7888 puts in place are the strongest, I'd hate to see the weakest, because I read 7888. And it looked at the protections it put in place. Well, protections like this. Federal Bureau of Investigation personnel must obtain prior approval from a Federal Bureau of Investigation supervisor or employee of equivalent or greater rank, or attorney who is authorized to access unminimized contents or non-contents obtained through acquisitions authorized under subsection A, for any query of such unminimized content or non-contents made using a United States person query term. Meaning, if FBI agent wants to search this database for you, all they need to do is ask a supervisor, hey, can we search for John Q. Public? That's it. There's no probable cause. There's no tying it. We have an active investigation. None of it. They just have to ask. And you're going to hope that a supervisor would be a little more cognizant of their duty to the American people before authorizing it from the very same FBI that we not only have knowingly been spying on the American people, they've been pushing to censor information on the American people, that they've tagged people as potential violent extremists for the crime of speaking up in a school board meeting about what's the damage being done to their children, about being pro-life, about, just being a traditional Roman Catholic that goes to a Latin mass, you get labeled as a domestic violent extremist. And we're supposed to expect the supervisors in this organization to say, well, do you have any probable cause? Do you trust them? I certainly don't. But wait, there's more. Because in that same section, it says, a United States person query, meaning searching the database for some identifier that is we know is a United States citizen or a resident within the United States. So United States person query to be conducted by the Federal Bureau of Investigations on unminimized contents or non-contents obtained through the acquisitions authorized under subsection A using United States person query term may be conducted without obtaining prior approval as specified in Clause 1. If the person conducting the United States person search query, United States person query, has a reasonable belief that conducting the query could assist in mitigating or eliminating a threat to life or serious bodily harm. You notice a word that's missing there? Imminent. Hey, we have this idea that, terrorists are going to attack we'll call it the Olympics. Oh, the 2024 Olympics? No, the 2028 Olympics. But because it could cause bodily harm, we can now search without authorization, because if there's reason to believe that there's a terrorist attack on the Olympics, somebody could get hurt. That's the logic they've put in place. This doesn't even rate tissue paper. This is about as protective of your rights as damp toilet paper. It's a joke. The fact that the administration can look this is the strongest protection we've ever put in, they should be considered a laughingstock. The fact that if somebody reads this and doesn't laugh that person off the stage, you presented this, American, are you kidding me? No, I'm not. I'm not making fun of Nancy Pelosi this time. This is a joke. This is ridiculous. But there's more to this story. That's why I'm going to take another segment, because I want to get into some of the details. I want to get into this Biggs Amendment that the Biden administration appears to believe is so dangerous to our national security. Before I head off to the break, I want to remind you, you know, I haven't talked a lot about COVID, but COVID's still going on. There's still people dealing with shedding and the long COVID and the impacts of the vaccine. You know, this infamous spike protein, it's toxic. It's inflammatory. It's not good for you. And there are a lot of people that are either suffering from it or are concerned about it. Well, our friends at the Wellness Company have come up with something that will help. It's a revolutionary combination of ingredients designed to block and to dissolve those spike proteins. It's backed by documented research. It's vetted by the chief medical board of the Wellness Company. It's even made right here in the United States. It's vegetarian and gluten-free, if those are a concern for you. Now, as an America Out Loud listener, you can get 25% off of your products from the Wellness Company. You can also get 25% off your first month of membership if you use the code OUTLOUD. So please go to AmericaOutLoud.shop, find the spike protein ad, find any of the Wellness Company ads, click on that. You'll get details of how this works. Basically, put your order together, put your cart together. Maybe you want to try spike protein. Maybe you want to try some of their other products. But be sure to use that code OUTLOUD when you check out. It lets them know you listen to America Out Loud. And for that, you get 25% off your first order. Another place to do business. See, now more than ever, it's up to us to protect our own rights. Because we certainly see the government's not going to do it. Well, stop spending your money with places that are out to destroy your rights. Spend your money with places that will protect your rights. Buy from companies that believe as you and I do. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer the best nationwide 4G and 5G coverage on all the networks using all the towers that you're used to. So you can get the coverage you're used to or even better. Best of all, since Patriot Mobile shares our values, they support organizations that fight for religious freedom, constitutional rights, your right to life, even veterans and first responders. So switch to Patriot Mobile today and get free activation by using the code CONSTITUTION at checkout. Head to patriotmobile.com/constitution. Find a plan that fits you. Find discounts for veterans, first responders, or families with multi-line discounts. You can find what you need. You can find a plan that works for you. Use that promo code CONSTITUTION when you check out in order to get your free activation. And join me and the rest of our Patriot Mobile customers as we use our phones not for evil, but to protect our liberties.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutLoud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutLoud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Welcome back, Everyday Americans. You've rejoined the Constitution Study. Today we're talking about the FISA renewal, 702 renewal, the Biggs Amendment, and pretty much the way, we'll say much of the executive branch, and more than a few members of Congress have been looking at this. So we talked about 702 and H.R. 7888. Let's talk about the Biggs Amendment. So this is an amendment offered by Representative Biggs. That's hard to figure that one out. And it was an amendment to the H.R. 7888 to deal with the security issue, because the security and the current bill is worthless. It basically says, listen, the FBI is going to police itself. They promise to do good. They're not going to do this stuff. It's ridiculous. I'd call it the fox guard in the hen house, but that's even insulting the foxes. I mean, it's just useless. So the amendment basically says it is to prohibit warrantless searches of U.S. person communications in the FISA 702 database, with exceptions for imminent threats to life or bodily harm, consent searches, or known cybersecurity threat signatures. So all it would do, I say all, it sounds small, but it's a huge difference. It would say, listen, you cannot search for a U.S. person in the 702 database without a warrant, with a couple of exceptions. With a couple of exceptions, you need a warrant. What does a warrant mean? It means they need probable cause supported by oath or affirmation. In other words, they have to have a good reason to do this, to search for you or your private information, to say, you know, your name, your email address, whatever. In order to search for that, they need a warrant. Now, there are a couple of exceptions. Exception number one, an imminent threat to life or bodily harm. See, the current 7888 simply says there's got to be a threat, a reasonable threat. But there's no reason, nothing that says it has to be so fast you cannot wait for a warrant. Here you have, it's got to be an imminent threat of life or bodily harm. Okay, I got no problem there. Consent searches. Hey, if you consent to being searched, you can't complain that they're searching. So I have no problem there. Again, known cybersecurity threat signatures. This one's a little trickier, right? Because, I would agree that a known cybersecurity threat signature, meaning, you know, a process or a piece of code that has been used for to violate cybersecurity in the past, something that's, you know, we have an issue here, kind of like a virus signature. Okay, that would not require a warrant. That one I'm not as sure about. See, part of me looks at this and says, well, on the one hand, if it's a known cybersecurity threat, isn't that a probable cause, which means you could get a warrant? I mean, why wouldn't you want to get a warrant? A warrant is proof that this is legitimate. Although I could see a scenario where a cybersecurity threat might be an imminent threat to damaging the infrastructure. It may not automatically lead to bodily harm, but would you want to wait? In the modern day, as I understand it, it only takes about 5 minutes to get a warrant, so I'm not quite so sure of that. But I'll give you 3 out of 4. 3 out of 4 is pretty good. Now, understand this. This is what the Biden administration has said in this OMB policy statement, is a threat to national security. Getting a warrant is a threat to national security. The Constitution, which requires the warrant, is a threat to national security. That's what this says. And again, I'm using the one that I found from the Office of Management and Budget, not the one that Ms. Carney found or claims to have found. I have not been able to prove yet. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm saying I haven't been able to find a corroborating source that says, yes, this is actually a White House memo. It's not something somebody doctored up. I'm trying to be fair. I'm trying to be sure that the information I'm giving you is accurate. And I can show you, in fact, I'll put links in the show page to the document that I found and the Twitter post that Ms. Carney provided. But I want you to stop and think about that statement. Effectively saying, having to get a warrant. Now, I do want to go into this statement that Ms. Carney came up with, this memo, right? I do. I put a little confidence in it because I've not been able to verify it. Right? It does not come on, White House letterhead. I was not able to find anyone else that said, hey, look at what I found. The only other place I found it was Mr. Snowden's account pointing back to Ms. Carney's account. So, but it's interesting. Because there's one thing that I want you to get, according to Ms. Carney in this her memo, the White House says the warrant exception allows a query if beforehand the executive branch has obtained a court order based on probable cause. But the executive branch almost never can meet that standard at the earliest stages of an investigation when queries are most critical. Do you realize if that is true? What that says, it says that the executive branch ignores the Fourth Amendment. Just tears up the Fourth Amendment because we can't act. They say they cannot meet the standard of probable cause until later in the investigation, which means they are searching for people, searching for a crime. They don't have a cause to search. But they're searching anyway. So it's like the police coming up to your door. Excuse me, Mr. Public. We'd like to talk to you about what? Do you have a warrant? Well, no. Do you have any probable cause? No, but we want to talk to you because we want to see what's going on to see if we can develop probable cause. That's what this is. This basically turns 702 into a general warrant. Into this, we're going to collect all this information. We're going to suck it all up. And we're going to allow warrantless searches to see if we can find something on people. It is the antithesis of due process. Because it's not there to protect your rights. Its direct purpose is to infringe on your rights. But Paul, we have a right to be protected against national security. Actually, no, you don't. You don't have a right to be safe from national security threats. Because no one can guarantee that. Now, I'm all for, if the government has probable cause, then you can search. But if you're telling me you knowingly are searching without any probable cause, that you are knowingly committing a federal crime. Remember, deprivation of rights under color of law is a federal crime, 18 U.S.C. Section 242. And we're supposed to trust you to be good this time? Is this like Charlie Brown trusting Lucy to not pull the football away at the last moment? But that's exactly what the memo, and again, not just Ms. Carney's memo. Again, I found the Office of Management and Budget policy statement that says effectively the same thing. That if we're required to get a warrant, that would it would make it impossible for us to do these things. Well, that's kind of the point. Because if you take this to its logical conclusion, I go back to Benjamin Franklin. Those who will give up essential liberties for the promise of temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Are you willing to trade your liberty, your right to be secure from unreasonable searches and seizures, on the promise that the government will protect you? on the promise that they have protected you, but they won't actually give you the details? The same government, the same FBI that has been shown to repeatedly abuse, criminally abuse Section 702 to violate the rights of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Americans, and we're simply supposed to trust them? If you are willing to give up your right to be secure from unreasonable searches and seizures simply because the government promises to keep you safe, you don't deserve that right. That's what Franklin was saying. If it means so little to you that you're willing to hand it over based on a promise that is as untrustworthy as the entity making the promise. In fact, I'd go a step farther. You see, I look at this and say, you know, the White House is saying that having to get a warrant, if the White House is saying that having to get a warrant is in order to do a search is a threat to national security, I think they got it backwards. See, it seems to me the greater threat to our national security is having FBI having unrestricted access, illegal access to their precious 702 database, allowing them to violate the Constitution because they say they have to, is much more dangerous to our national security than the delays that would be involved. Now, sure, someone's going to be out there and say, Paul, you know, there's going to be a terrorist act, and someone's going to claim, if we only had unfettered access to 702, we could have stopped this. Possibly. There are no guarantees in this life. But I'd also question, oh yeah, based on what? Are you sure you would have found it this time? It's not like the government has a tremendous record of predicting what could happen. I mean, it's not like they didn't tell us that the Iraq war would be over in nothing flat, that Afghanistan wouldn't take that long, that it, you know, if we pulled out of Afghanistan the way we did, then it would be at least a year before the Taliban took over. Not like they told, you know, we'd never seen them get it wrong before. So I want to go back. I want to thank everyone who linked this to me. It was a good catch. It's certainly something we're spending more time in. In fact, I'm writing an article on it where I'm going to go into a little more detail. I'm going to have a little more, I'll have quotes you can follow. But I want you to ask yourself that question. When the government says you have to give up your rights so that we can keep you safe, that's to me is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Saying, you know, don't worry about it. We'll take care of you. We'll keep you safe while we rob you blind of your rights and your liberties. And before I go, there's one little piece of this information I think you need to know. You see, the House passed a version of 7888 on April 12th. I think, to my knowledge, the only thing they changed is instead of renewing Section 702 for 5 years, it only renews Section 702 for 2 years, but still allows or claims to allow warrantless searches of the database when searching for Americans, when querying American, making queries of United States personnel. And if you thought the Republicans are going to protect you, Democrats, neither of them protected you. You see, the Biggs Amendment failed in a tie. The vote was 212 to 212. However, this shorter version of authorization of renewal of 702 passed the House 273 to 147, which means roughly two-thirds of the members of the House more than happy to continue denying you your rights, stealing you blind of your rights, and turning us further into a police state with general warrants where your liberties, they just don't care. Now, I have to take another break. Before I go, you know, General Flynn's movie is out. Now, like him or hate him, I really think it's worth getting his side of the story for what happened to him in the Trump administration. So please check out Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. You can find it at constitutionstudy.com/Flynn Movie, FLYNNMOVIE. Now, if you use that that link, well, it lets the people at General Flynn's office know that you listen to the Constitution Study. You're engaged with the work that we're doing here. And that'd be a great help to us. You can buy tickets. You can find out. He's still got live events coming up you could go to. You can buy the DVD as well. So again, that's constitutionstudy.com/Flynn Movie. Also, please head to AmericaOutloud.news. Every day, I mentioned that Greg Bolden, one of my fellow hosts there at America Out Loud, was one of the first people to send me a link to the to this 788 story. And he's one of a lot of people I listen to, and I try to interview him here because they're a great place to get information. But I'm going to ask you to do a little bit more. See, when I find news, I go there every day. I'm asking you to go there every day. When I find news that I find interesting, maybe it's an article, maybe it's a podcast or a video, or maybe it's just a story that really explains something in a way that just works for you. Enjoy it, but then share it. See, people like to say knowledge is power, but I'm sorry, knowledge is not power until it's put into action. And one of the best things you can do is share them. Take those links and share them wherever you can. See, there's something about the act of sharing. It's not simply the spreading of information. It does something to us when we share this information. And what it does is help us all secure the blessings of liberty.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The wellness company is offering the Signature Series Spike Support Formula. The wellness company supports this formula because it's designed to remove spike protein from the body. The spike support formula is designed to help the body catabolize the spike protein, begin to remove it through its natural mechanisms. So go to twc.health and check out the spike support formula. You can use our promotional codes or go through our banner bars on our site to get promotional codes and discounts on your purchase.
The Wellness Company shares your values and fights for medical freedom. They put patients before profits and follow medical science, not political science like doctors on the left. Their chief medical board, which includes Dr. Peter McCullough, are the makers of the incredible American-made high-quality spike formula. If you worry about spike proteins, go to twc.health and use promo code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount. Once again, that's twc.health, promo code OUTLOUD.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back, everyday Americans. You've rejoined the Constitution Study, and today were looking at this idea of, is the Constitution a threat to the national security? The idea that the Biden administration, the FBI, wants you to believe that honest, they're going to protect your rights. They're not going to spy on you. They only are after the bad people, even though there's documentation, there's records of them lying to you, ignoring the Constitution, violating your rights. For example, when the FBI was not responding to Congress's request for information about the threat tags they used, one agent, Garrett O'Boyle, blew the whistle. He pointed out what they were doing with these with the threat tags. He also, during an interview, recounted a situation where an FBI, he was dealing with an FBI informant who was a within the pro-life community. And he was in the movement and he was an informant. And he said after the leak of the Dobbs decision, his superiors directed him to ask the informant about how they're going to attack abortion clinics and things of this nature. If you remember back to May of 22, it was actually the pro-life pregnancy centers and Catholic churches that were attacked and vandalized. At least 236 times for the Catholic churches and another 90 for pro-life pregnancy centers. But you see, the FBI had a spin they wanted to impart onto this. And for this, he was stripped of his security clearance. He was suspended. They took his gun, his badge. They accused him of leaking information to the media when he was answering the questions that they should have answered of Congress, but never actually bothered to do so. Another whistleblower, Stephen Friend, said his wife's Facebook account disappeared after she started looking into the Moms for Liberty, a parental rights group. Magically, she sent them a message and her account was deleted. The FBI's Richmond field office repeatedly cites the Southern Poverty Law Center, a Marxist activist group that lists, you know, mainstream Christians as a hate map. Even though, as I understand it, federal rules say no, you cannot use the SPLC as a standard because of their history of biases. Mr. Friend also recounts that the FBI was using tactical teams to arrest January 6 protesters to escalate the situation with the January 6 team. And these are the people we're just supposed to trust. Just talk to a supervisor, and you can get access to personal data, protected data, in the 702 database. That's all the restrictions they want. And people wonder why they don't trust the FBI anymore. And you guess what? Why should I trust Congress? Why should I trust a single member of Congress who voted to renew 702 without serious protections for the rights of the American people? The answer is I shouldn't. Now, I went to the webpage of my House representative, and guess what? He voted for the Biggs Amendment, and he voted against the H.R. 7888. So I dropped him a little note thanking him for those votes. I think it's just as important we tell our representatives when they do what we think is the right thing as we complain when they do the wrong thing. I'm not saying I'm a fan of my representative, but I, like anybody else, right? If he does something that's constitutional, I want to let him know that when he does, just as much as when he does something that's unconstitutional, he needs to know. But I want to come back to the FBI because there's a case, I talked about this before, a Mr. Fikre, I believe that's how it's pronounced. He traveled to Sudan in 2009. He is a U.S. citizen from Oregon. And while there, he was told by two FBI agents that he could not return to the United States because he'd been placed on a no-fly list. And the agents then started asking him about the mosque he attended. And, well, they said, by the way, you know, Mr. Figger, we could have you removed from the no-fly list if you become an informant for us. Now, Mr. Fikre refused. He then went to the UAE, and he was allegedly detained there for several months at the direction of the FBI. And eventually, he ended up in Sweden. Originally, the government refused to remove him from the list, alleging that he is an individual who represents a threat of engaging in or conducting a violent act of terrorism and who's operational capable of doing so. Now, why am I bringing this up? Well, these are the type of people that want to have discretion about whether or not they can search the 702 database for information on Americans. Now, it's one thing to say, you know, we don't know why Mr. Fikre is put on the no-fly list, although I find it very interesting that the FBI agents thought he was such a danger to society that as, how do they put it, he represented such a threat of engaging in or conducting a violent act of terrorism that they were willing to take him off the list if he would just basically become an informant for the FBI. These are the people that we want, that we're told we can trust with access to the 702 database. That we can trust to just violate the Constitution, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment. Oh yeah, the Fifth Amendment. I didn't talk about that much, did I? See, this is a lack of due process, which is protected by the Fifth Amendment. A person cannot be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Well, you have a property in your rights. That's what James Madison said. You don't have a right to property. He says you have a property in your rights. And people are being denied the property they have in their rights without due process. Why? Because the FBI is making unreasonable searches. They're unreasonably seizing information about American citizens. And they're performing unreasonable searches. That makes it a criminal activity. Violates the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. Those are rights protected by the Constitution. That makes that a federal crime. And Congress passed 7888 without the Biggs Amendment, which means Congress, they're more than happy to have your rights violated. They look at, you know, okay, they went from 5-year renewal to 2-year renewal. They're still more than willing to allow your rights to be violated because of the boogeyman of national security. Who's a greater threat to national security? Isn't it the FBI that are using the no-fly list and other tools to try to coerce people into becoming informants? That are using foreign entities like the UAE to illegally detain U.S. citizens? And we're supposed to trust them. See, this is a fundamental problem, and this is something we really, each and every one of us, need to answer. Are you willing to give up the Constitution and the rights it protects for the promise of being kept safe? Or I really should just say, the promise of being kept. We've all heard of a kept woman. You're basically talking about a kept country. Oh, yeah, you have your rights on paper, ink on parchment. But the government can simply ignore them when they find it inconvenient or when they can simply claim national security. They're not rights. They're not unalienable rights. They are, I don't simply use the word privileges because it sets up the wrong idea. Because not even really privileges. They're the illusion of rights. You have them on paper, just try to exercise them. Never forget, the FBI are the ones with the guns and the badges. The FBI are the ones that are the ones come up knocking on your door, saying, we want to talk to you, and expect you to comply simply because, well, they say so. See, it's not the Constitution that's a threat to our national security. It's the FBI. Now, there are plenty of people calling for the dissolution of the FBI. See, to me, the problem isn't the FBI as a whole. The problem's a culture at the top. It's definitely the political leadership. I believe the political leadership should not only be removed, should be impeached and removed, they should be investigated for their criminal activity. I believe every FBI agent that violated the rights of an American citizen to a 702 search should be criminally investigated, and if it's found that they did it, charged. And if they're found guilty in court, pay the fine, spend the year in jail. Because if there are no consequences for violating the law, if there are no consequences for violating the Constitution, which there have not been, at least to my knowledge, then there's absolutely no reason why the FBI would ever stop. See, that's the really nasty secret behind this. Even if the Biggs Amendment had passed, what change would it have made? The federal FBI ignores the Constitution already. They ignored the law. Why not just ignore this law as well? Claim it's a national security issue and say, we'll just violate the law, and after all, they're not going to get punished. Why should they stop? Same with the members of the House that voted for this abomination, this stepping all over the Constitution of the United States. You're telling me you're willing to sell our rights for the fake promise that we need it. We can't keep you safe without it. Well, if you can't keep us safe without annihilating the Constitution, are we going to let you annihilate the Constitution? This is a serious problem, ladies and gentlemen. This is not simply a political fight. I'm not saying it's not a political fight. It's not just a political fight. It truly is a fight for the future of this country. Is this a constitutional republic or an oligarchy where if you have a badge and a gun and it happens to be for the federal government, the laws don't matter anymore? Break all the laws you want. After all, even if they accuse you of a crime, we'll give you immunity. We'll give you qualified immunity and let you break the law anyway. That's the state of this country. It's a state that gives me great concern. The question is, ladies and gentlemen, what are you going to do about it? What do you mean, what am I going to do about it? How many of you have contacted your member of the House and either praised them for voting against 7888 or read them the Riot Act for voting for it? For voting for throwing your rights out the window. For handing your rights to a ravenous wolf called the FBI with no oversight, with no accountability. How many of you done any of that? It's going to the Senate. How many of you contacted your senators? Let them know if they're not going to protect our rights, what are you doing there? And if you're not going to bother to protect our rights, why should we keep you there? Why should we not fire you and find somebody who will protect our rights? Because ultimately, the people in Congress work for us. They're our servants. They're our employees. And what they do in our name. We need to take responsibility for the actions of Congress, including the inaction of holding political leaders that are authorizing criminal activity to go unscathed. Sure, they went after Secretary Mayorkas in the House. It was not the best, but I think in one article there actually was a high crime or misdemeanor listed. But it's going nowhere in the Senate. They haven't even, last I heard, the Speaker of the House hadn't even sent it to the Senate yet to be tried. It's politics. And if you're more worried about donkeys and elephants than you are about the actual application of the Constitution of the United States, I remember you, there's a lot of elephants that voted to continue to suppress your rights. What are you going to do about it? And by the way, don't call them rhinos, because they did exactly what every political partisan does. They voted in a way they thought would protect their seat and improve the position of their party. And that is the fact that they understand that the American people will vote for them based solely on the donkeys versus elephants and not looking at their actual actions is how we got into this mess. Now, you know, as I mentioned at the opening, a lot of this got started because people reached out to me and they asked, would I take a look at this? Would I comment on this particular situation? And I did. Now, if you'd like to ask me a question, whether it's a topic you'd like me to cover here or a constitutional question you'd like me to answer, well, please head to constitutionstudy.com/question and ask. There's a little checkbox that says, please answer on the radio, and I'll do my best to do so. But I'm trying to get more questions that I can answer here on the radio. A, because I like answering your questions, and I like doing segments with that. I think it's a great way to add a little bit of interaction into what we are doing here. Now, I also hope you come back and you continue to listen to the Constitution Study. You can listen every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on America Out Loud Talk Radio, heard on the iHeartRadio Network. You can also listen via podcast on your favorite podcast app. Now, the episodes generally hit the podcast a day or two after they're heard on talk radio, but it's a convenient way to listen. But I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Subscribe to the show. Leave the episodes ratings and reviews. It helps other people find the Constitution Study, especially if you do so on Apple Podcasts. You can find all the links you need at the homepage at americaoutloud.news. But please share them. Knowledge is not power until it's put into action. So take those links, the episodes, take them, share them. Let other people know about the Constitution Study. You're doing more than just sharing the news about the Constitution Study. You're also helping to share the blessings of liberty with your fellow Americans.